Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To talk everything in between, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And welcome in Zach Harper of the Athletics NBA coverage. Zach, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm a little too smooth with the Halliburton thing. That was really depressing last night.
That was real unaffected right there. Yeah. That was real unaffected, yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty detached from most things in real life.
Sure.
But
yeah, I get it, yeah.
So before we do anything, it's interesting to watch people reacting to the latest round of parody in the NBA and yet another champion crowned. And I thought by 7 champions, I thought that we'd get to a point where people are like, oh, this is cool. I have one too many takes over the last 24 hours that this is still bad for the NBA because we're so used to dynasties. I'm just sure, where are you with the, we don't have dynasties in the NBA right now?
Yeah, I mean, I hate parody personally, and I've hated it for a long time, mostly because I think dynasties are good. I think it's good when you have something to topple, right? Like, I think we always talk about like, oh, things were so much better in the 80s and 90s. Well, yeah, we had the Celtics and the Lakers. We had the Bulls. Like we had those teams where you have this thing of like, wow, this is never going to get beaten. And then someone, you know, eventually figures out how to beat it or it goes away. And now it's time for something to replace that. And I do think that's good for the league historically. The Thunder do have a chance to create a mini dynasty within this window before the second apron comes for them, because this is like, we can't deny, like, this is a hard cap. The league has created a hard cap without calling it a hard cap. But I do think that if the league was better at marketing itself, then the parody would be fine. But I don't think the league is good at marketing itself in this way. They keep trying to, when Adam Silver's asked about, hey, low ratings and all this stuff, he just starts like praising the NFL instead of selling his own league. Like I really think the NFL has a marketing I really think the NBA has a marketing problem when it comes to how they sell their league, because they're just focused on the NFL. And so I just believe that if you're going to do the whole parody thing, you have to make it have some weight to it instead of just feeling random. Maybe the Thunder changed that. But when you go into last night, we were supposed to get a great game. And we got a great game for 7 minutes. And then to the Pacers' credit, they put up a great fight for as long as they could, and they were leading at halftime, but inevitability hit because you just can't keep up with that Thunder team without your best player.
Zach, why is it you think that there are so many Achilles injuries right now?
Oh, man, it's tough. I do think there is an issue with specialized training. I do think there's an issue with how players are year round and how they kind of overuse things. I don't think it's necessarily a load management issue as much as it's a training issue. Just from the people I've talked to and just kind of my whole guesswork with it. And also you get into players playing with calf strains, right? Like this is pretty consistent when a player has a calf strain or a calf injury and they try to play through it. You get a lot more of these. Damian Lillard had a calf strain. There was no reason for him to try to push it. Like the Bucks weren't going to win anything this season. He tried to push it. It pops. You know, we've seen that with Kevin Durant in 2019. We see it with Halliburton. Now with Halliburton, you're not going to tell him, hey, it's game 7 of the NBA Finals. Like you got to sit this one out. I get it. Like even if you tell him you have a 90% chance of of popping your Achilles, I'm guessing he'll take that 10% chance of not doing it, and I don't think you blame him. But I do believe that this is just where we are with training and the body and calf injuries and everything, that if you have a calf injury and you try to overstep on these things, you're more likely to pop that Achilles.
So thinking back to the Cavs second round series, they were pretty much on their way to elimination when Donovan Mitchell came down with a calf injury. Darius had just come back, and at the time, I was freaking out because I remember Clay, I remember KD, I remember all the... Do we think that because of when the Halliburton injury happened, do you think this might, at least maybe not in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, do you think this would be the clarion call to NBA players of, hey, it's the first round of the playoffs, don't play on that injury?
Man, it's a good question because I think it's tough to convince individuals that it's not going to happen to them, right? Because I think these guys are supremely confident. I think they feel like, invincible at times. I think they feel like warriors. I think there's all this supreme confidence that goes into it that makes them able to be as good as they are and as great physically as they are. So I think the players are always going to want to play, and especially when you get into, like, it's one thing to play through something in January. Now it kind of looks funny that Nico Harrison was so mad about Luka Doncic not coming back from a calf strain in January, right? Like, it kind of makes sense now. But you look at the playoffs and the stakes of the playoffs. I get why that extra pressure is there for the players to want to come back. I don't know that you'll ever collectively convince players to not want to play through it. I think that you may, if you're the team, try to urge them not to. But again, there's a lot on the line with these situations, and not just for the team, but for the players as well.
Zach, how wide open is the East now?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, I mean, could you convince yourself that we have a Pistons Magic conference finals next year? Like, I don't think it's that crazy to think about, right? And like, if I told you that a year ago, I think you'd slap me. Like, it just doesn't make sense to think about. But I you could convince me a lot of teams that aren't that far along have a chance of making the conference finals. I mean, I think the Cavs maybe didn't feel great about the way that they were knocked out in the second round. They've got to feel really good about their situation now. The Magic, after the Desmond Bane trade, have to feel really good. The Pistons have to feel really good, depending on what they do this offseason. I just think there's a lot. The Knicks, depending on what they do with their coaching situation, they have to feel really good about bouncing back. I mean, there's no clear cut, like, this is the giant of the East and you have to go through them. I mean, maybe that's Cleveland by default because they had such a great regular season, but they still got stuff to prove in the postseason.
So one of the reactions to last night, and especially the Halliburton injury, was, well, the East is so wide open, you don't have to make a change to your core four now. So should the East looking wide open like you're talking about, should that impact how the Cavs proceed this offseason and how they attempt to alter this roster?
I mean, I differ with some people on this Cavs situation because I do think you've gone three straight postseasons, and look, you can make plenty of excuses of and reasonable ones too. I'm not even saying they're cop outs, like they're reasonable excuses of like you had an injury here, you had an injury there, but the main overarching theme has been there is something keeping this team from making it beyond the second round every single year. This year, to me, while there were injuries, to me, it just seemed like guys were not prepared to take the shots that they needed to take. Like, that team just seemed rattled in those big situations where I did not expect them to be, because that's not the team we saw all season long. And maybe that is just bad luck, or maybe that is some kind of, you know, just mental makeup that they couldn't get over in those big moments in the second round. But I think you have to look at the makeup of this team and just say, is this actually what works in the postseason? Is this combination actually what works? And it's kind of what we went into last offseason wondering about them. And then Kenny Atkinson came in and did such a phenomenal job that we kind of forgot about all that, and with good reason. Now, it might have just been a fluke that they got knocked out in the second round, but I do think Indiana exposed some issues of you put some pressure on this team. Maybe those role players aren't ready to knock down shots. Maybe some of these guys aren't ready to step up in big moments. I think a lot of that can also be mitigated by Evan Mobley's going to get better, right? This isn't the best version of him that we're going to see. And I think these kind of lessons for someone that young are really good. But yeah, I don't think you can just go into next season saying, hey, the East is a lot weaker, we can just keep the status quo, because keeping the status quo hasn't exactly worked out.
All the reports suggested the Cavs were involved in the Kevin Durant, at least trade sweepstakes. Do you feel like if you're a Cavs fan and you hear that, that's a good thing because it means that they're trying to be proactive about shaking this up? Or do you feel like it's like, well, all right, everyone's involved in Kevin Durant? You didn't really do anything there.
I mean, I would be mad if they weren't, right? Like, I do think you have to kick the tires on any big situation like that. So, no, I think that is a good thing. I would like to know how far along they were. If I'm a Cavs fan, just like, hey, they made a phone call. Like, anyone can make a phone call, right? Like, that doesn't really mean anything. Like, it's always this funny thing where you get a rumor of like, hey, this team talked to another team about trading Anthony Edwards. I was like, yeah, if I call you and say, hey, I'd like to trade for Anthony Edwards, technically we talked about trading for Anthony Edwards. That doesn't mean anything, right? So I would like to know the depths of that if I'm a Cavs fan. But no, like, doing the due diligence is always good.
Is 1 to 2 years of Kevin Durant worth 5 to 7 years of Jalen Green?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially, look, Jalen Green's super talented, but he still has a lot to figure out. And we saw that as this team went through what they went through during the postseason, especially. Like, we saw the flash, right? We saw the flash where he was a monster in a couple moments of that series. And then there were times where you wondered, how is he even on the floor right now? And so harnessing that, I don't know that he was going to get the consistency in Houston with their identity and what they needed from him. I don't know that he was going to get that consistent role and those opportunities because they didn't really have time to or really the opportunity to just let him go out there and iron that stuff out. They're almost too far along for that. The problem is I don't think he's going to get that in Phoenix either because they've got Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. So that's not exactly a good fit for Phoenix. But I do think Houston's in a situation where because they have such a young core and the contract extensions aren't hitting yet, they still have a couple of years before they really get into that situation. Yeah, I think you bring in a veteran like Kevin Durant, you see if it boosts them into a higher tier in the Western Conference in terms of playoff success. You get them that playoff success, and then you start building from there once he's done.
Zach, incredible stuff as always, man. Appreciate you. And enjoy the off season, which I guess in the NBA lasts about 2 days till the draft, and then we have free agency after that.
Yeah, maybe in a month. Maybe in a month I'll enjoy it. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Zach Harper there. The Athletics NBA coverage on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And now we pivot right into who should the Cavs take at 49? Why is no one talking about who the Cavs will take with the 49th or 58th picks?
I mean, they say 49 is like 39 in most drafts.
I mean, this could be
the new... We got to get ourselves excited for this one.
I want to know who the next Sir Dominic Poynter is, all right? I got to know who the next person, the next Imani Bates is that everyone will just call for whenever the Cavs have a bad stretch, despite no evidence that he's ready to make any sort of contribution. He scored 20 points in the G. Everybody scores 20 points.
Will anybody else get drafted during a Taco Bell commercial?
That
we
want to
know. We want
to
know.
Who the next Jokic, as they're known. We'll react to what Zach had to say about the Cavs, Durant, and the future shape of the NBA in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.